Hi, welcome to WebCamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and you'll see that our other fearless leader, Corey Fowler, is not in the studio today. I believe that he is in Montreal. I can't remember exactly what he's doing. I think he's at Confu this week. So he's actually at a conference doing websites, PHP stuff this week. So wish him luck. This week, we're going to be wrapping up our Web API series. We're going to be talking to Yaohong Lin, who is a software developer on the Web API team. He works with Ram and the other guests that we had on the show a couple weeks ago to talk about Web API. And today he's going to go a little bit deeper to talk to you about help page, customizing the help page, and all other kinds of good stuff. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over to him and let him get started with the cool stuff.
What I'm going to talk to you today is about the help page, which is basically a web-based documentation that you usually show to other developers so they can know how to call your web APIs mm-hmm. that you built. Let me just show you the help page in action. So what's cool about the help page is that if you install our ASP.NET WebTool 2012.2 update, mm-hmm. you automatically have the help page integrated to as part of the template.
Cool.
So you can just new out project. In this case, I'm going to create a new Web API project.
And didn't the help page, it was a part of WCF Web API when it first came around, and then once it got the MVC moniker, it went away. And then it came back and then went away. Is this kind of the latest incantation of the help page?
Yes. So basically, we took the some kind of similar kind of style that MVC has, mm-hmm. and we built a help page on top of something we call API Explorer,
cool.
which allow you to customize a lot of things that WCF didn't allow you to do before.
Awesome. Cool.
So here I just created a brand new Web API project. And what you see here is when we go to the package manager, you'll see Web API help page. It's already installed in this template. So if you create a template before on an existing project, mm-hmm. You can still take the advantage of this help page by installing the package
cool.
independently.
Okay. So if I did something prior to the .2 release, I could bring this in and kind of get all the goodness.
Yes,
cool.
exactly.
Awesome.
So we just have it built in by default in the template for convenience. So let me show that in action by running the app. You'll see in this template, now we basically added a link to mm-hmm. the help page directly, go mm-hmm. API. And it's basically showing you the information about your Web API service,
nice.
Right? So it's pretty much the mirror of whatever you have on your server.
Cool.
So, and if we dig into one of the API, you can see more information, like the documentation, what kind of response you can expect.
Okay.
In this case, in different format that we support, like application JSON, or application XML.
Cool.
Right? So let's go and look at other APIs. It has more information, like for POST, in this case, you're defining a value in the body, and here's what it would look like for the request in the body. And so what's cool about this help page is that everything is generated dynamically based on your API. So for example, if we add an extra controller here on my service, let's say users controller.
Okay.
And let's add a get and post. And instead of returning a simple string, I can even define a more complex type. Say user, which have an ID, a name, Right, so in this simple user controller, I just return the user. For the post, I just, you know, taking a user object and just echo it back for the demo.
Nice.
So that's it. If we go back now to the help page and refresh the index, as you see, here are the new API we just added. We can drill down. You can see a much more complex sample now. You know, it automatically populate the sample object with some random data.
Right, just to show you what it's going to look like.
Exactly.
Nice. I see that you've got kind of just documentation for how would I actually put meaningful documentation in there? So if I wanted to say this method will return a user. Mm-hmm. What do I actually have to do in my code to change what the documentation kind of says on it? Is that just something that I put in my dot comments, or how does that work?
So basically, in the help page packet, we provide a support here. You can totally customize what kind of documentation you want by enabling this line of code, which is within the help page area.
Okay.
Let's uncomment this. And what you need to provide here is basically the path to your XML documentation,
okay,
which is the XML comment, which contains the XML comments, right? So let's see. Let me enable the comment by selecting this. Now we're basically exporting the XML comment that you have in your code as a file. So all you need to do is basically provide a path to this file, and that will be taken by help page.
Gotcha.
To show it as part of the documentation. So just go back and now add some documentation to my controller.
Okay.
So here I can say get, here's an extension that I use to populate this, and get a specific user,
okay,
with an ID, and on the post I can say create a new user.
Cool.
Right? So
looks like your help page config might have the other CS file. Looks like you might have a compilation issue in there. If you go back to your help page config CS file.
Page config.
Yeah. Looks like you got a yes. Break right there.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Cool.
So now I just need to basically pass in the path to the XML file, right? So we can find it by, in this case, I'm just going to go. So I can just basically grab this file and paste it here.
Okay.
So basically, that's all I need to do to wire up the actual documentation. So let's run this.
Oh, nice.
Let's see, by side by side, that's whatever you put here, it's showing up now on the whole page. And you can even add more details to the description as well. It's also showing up the ID.
Nice. So basically all you need to do is to use your C# documentation features, and it'll just bring that in from the XML file and show whatever you typed in there.
Yes,
that's
correct.
Awesome. That's good stuff.
Great. What I'm going to show you next is a simple kind of test client,
okay,
that I prototyped.
Okay.
So what you typically see before, you know, on the demo is, you know, people use Fiddler in order to ping your API services.
Nice.
And Fiddler is a great tool, but sometimes you just want something lightweight,
right?
So wouldn't it be nice to just do it within your browser?
Right.
So basically, I just prototype a simple browser-based test client.
Nice.
So you can just make requests to your API service directly just from here, from the help page.
Awesome.
So I'm going to show you that. Let me go back, and right now I implemented it as basically an add-on that you can add to your help page. If you want to go to Package Manager, just search for Web API Test Client. And you will find it, and you just click Install.
I see that's got a pre-release flag on it, so if you were going to do this at the command line, you'd have to attach dash pre to pull it down.
Okay. Correct. It's still pre-release right now. It's a simple prototype that I have.
This is a big question a lot of people have asked, is do I have to use Fiddler? So it sounds like you've already got something in mind to give people so that they have a test client, which is good.
Yes.
That's good.
And this is basically built on top of whatever the framework support that we have for metadata, right?
Okay.
So I'm not actually changing anything in the core in order to get this support.
It's just a plugin, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. Okay.
So now in order to write it up, I need to go to, there's a file called api.chhtml from the help page. If you don't follow this, don't worry, I have actually a blog post.
Okay.
And that will give you a much more detailed explanation on what you should do to wire this up. HTML.
You'll have to show us that blog post before we get done.
And we can probably also publish the link for that.
Okay, cool.
So people can actually take a look.
I'll make sure that I put that link in the write-up for the episode. So just down below, underneath the video, you'll see a link out to the blog post describing how to set this up once we get it. So.
Awesome. So here I basically add in two lines. So I'm just telling it to display the test client dialogs. And I need to write up the reference. It's formatting thing. So what it will do is basically inject some HTML and some JavaScript on top of the help page. And we can use that to make requests to our web API.
Cool.
So now if we go back to our help page, you'll see this test API button appearing on the right corner.
Nice.
And you can simply click on it, and it will fill up with all the information. Notice that it automatically populates an input box so they can fill in the parameter.
Nice.
So here I can just type in, oh, I want user 66. It will automatically figure out, you know, based on the template, what the right URL should be.
Awesome.
And I can, you know, test it pretty quickly. Oh, I just, you know, inspect the results. I got 200 back, and I can see all the header that it returns, and also the response itself.
That's super easy.
Yeah, so it's something really lightweight, you know, to Fiddler. You don't have to install anything else. You just have it as part of the browser.
Awesome.
And you can even add some custom headers, say, accept, I want text XML instead. And surely you get back XML.
Nice.
Right, so in just a few seconds, you just tested the content negotiation of your web API.
Awesome. So you just showed how to use the default JSON serialization, but if you want to get it back in XML format, you can actually use this, change that header, and then you get back XML.
Yes.
That's a question that I've had a few times. How do I specify which one to do? Now you're showing that.
Yeah.
Have you seen any other uses in the community for headers? Like, are people doing anything else with headers, like authentication? Or is it any other recommendation you can make on what would be helpful to use headers with in a web API?
Yeah, so basically headers are part of the HTTP specification,
right?
So basically a lot of people use it, you know, accept header is usually used for content negotiation, for example. Like, it's telling the server which what kind of content the client can accept.
Awesome.
And there's other kind of headers, like for caching and
whatever else you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, awesome. I love that. That's fantastic.
Great. So, and what's cool about this is for posts, we really make it easy now because you actually need to post something on the body. And
right.
like Get, you're just retrieving information, right?
Right?
So post, you're actually sending something to a server.
Right.
And what's nice is you'll automatically grab the sample that you have on the help page. So you do very minimal typing.
Nice.
You'll automatically fill in basically the content length and content type. And I can select different samples that I have. For example, I want to submit the content as an XML. Mm-hmm. I can just select that. And automatically, basically, exactly the same sample that we have on the help page, except, you know, we already have everything ready to make the request. So I can just go and send the data. And surely we just, the servers just echo back whatever I send.
Right.
Right. And obviously, you can change and say, oh, I want to add something else.
Yeah.
And you automatically update the content length
nice.
As well. So if we click send, see,
right.
we see this value echoing back.
That's right super here. Cool. That's awesome. Do you think that'll ever find its way as a part of the core, or are you always going to keep that out as a NuGet package that's sort of an external thing?
So, yeah, that's purely based on the feedback of you guys.
Okay.
If you guys think this is something really useful, we can consider making that as part of a default template.
Nice.
That you have similar to the help page, right? So initially we shipped help page as a separate package,
yeah.
but then you know a lot of people like it, and we just made it as part of our default template.
Nice.
So you can imagine having the default template including like help page package mm-hmm. and also test client package.
Nice.
So you get a very nice FI experience. We can just start the web application and start making requests to your service and. Testing it.
Nice. So again, if you want to use the comments feature right down there, let us know what you think about this. He is willing to bring that in as part of the core if we get enough feedback up or down. So if you like this idea, you're tired of having to open up Fiddler every single time you want to test your APIs, this could be a good replacement for that. So let us know what you think. Awesome.
Cool.
That's fantastic. I love that.
So far, all the sample I've shown you about help page is basically generated runtime.
Right.
So every time you start the application, right?
Right.
So now I'm going to show you something that will change that. We can basically generate something at design time.
Okay.
And this is especially useful if you want to support any kind of tooling for web API,
mm-hmm.
Like generating proxies, or you want to, in this case, host the help pages on a separate site from the from where you have the web API service.
Gotcha.
Right,
so maybe like you generate it statically and throw it out somewhere
yes,
as a documentation?
Exactly.
Nice, so, awesome.
Let me show you the static generation. So this is basically another sample that I wrote, and I have a blog post.
Okay.
We can also share the link
okay.
afterward. So I can just download this little utility. It's a command line utility
okay.
that allows you to generate the help page just purely based on your web API assembly.
Nice.
Whatever you have the service compile, you don't need to host it anywhere. It will just look at it and generate the page.
Do you need the help file as well? Do you need the assembly plus the XML help file, or will it just use the assembly?
It will just use the assembly
cool.
and whatever you reference to the XML file.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So let me download this on the fly to show you just from, you know, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So let me extract this tool. There we go.
Nice.
So let me go to the command line. And we can see what kind of option we need to provide. In this case, we need a path. Basically to the assembly where your web APIs are defined.
Okay.
In this case, we can just use the sample that we have earlier, right?
Cool.
On this control. Let me find the location where my assembly is located. Web application DIL. I'm just gonna pass that. And you'll see all this wonderful file generated.
Nice.
So I can just go and open up the help page. And there you go. You have the get and post user that we saw before.
Nice.
And the good thing is this is, you know, local file. So if you, I don't know if you guys can see it. It's not being, you know, hosted or anything.
That's just right there in your C drive, basically.
Exactly, on my D drive, exactly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And the cool thing is, you know, all the links is automatically wired out correctly, so we just browse to a different file.
Nice.
In this case. So we can see, you know, pretty much the same documentation, including the comment that we just added, right?
Nice. That's fantastic. But you obviously couldn't put your test client on top of this. This is just tag documentation.
Yes. So, well, we could potentially generate the test client, but it wouldn't necessarily work on the local file because, you know, the browser doesn't support that.
Right.
But if you actually host it on you know, IIS or somewhere, mm-hmm. it can potentially work, except you have to, you know, take care of the cross-origin policy.
Right.
That is restricted by the browser.
But this is helpful if you just have a documentation page somewhere for people that want to learn how to use your APIs without actually giving them access to the website where the APIs are hosted until they sign up for an account, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, and you can even give that to, you know, some editor so they can actually improve that and post it, right?
Awesome.
So
that's awesome.
Great. And not only that, this tool, as I say on the blog post, mm-hmm. you can actually use it to generate proxies.
Cool.
So imagine generating a JavaScript proxy that you can just use. It will save, you know, it will save you a lot of typing.
What would that look like? I mean, mm-hmm. I thought one of the nice things about Web API is that there's no such thing as a proxy. What would you do? Just create jQuery code that somebody could then use to actually call out?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Basically save you some typing, right? So I know some people might not like proxy generation because, you know, it's HTTP service.
Right.
And but it would be really useful for people who are coming from WCF, who are really getting used to the idea of generating proxy, so I don't have to worry about it.
Nice.
And this will, you know, make a nice bridge between the HTTP user and, you know, the SOAP user who are migrating to HTTP.
Awesome. Is that difficult? Could you show us what that proxy might look like?
Sure. Cool. I can show you a demo here. So basically, you know, I wrote another extension on top of this. Let me show you here. So it's called, you know, Web API JS Client Generator.
Okay.
So what you can do is basically come here and add another flag to load the extension
okay.
I have. You can say JS client generator. I just pointing to that generator. It's basically generating different kind of output, you know, from the normal default help page output.
Okay.
So if we run this, you'll see now instead of generating all this help page, you get a client.js. Ooh. Now let's take a look of what this client.js looks like.
Oh, nice.
So basically, you see all this JavaScript function defined mirroring whatever you have on the service. And it's smart enough to figure out basically the parameter that you need to provide. And that makes it really convenient, right?
Yeah.
So even though you know how to make the request using that AJAX, but this is just, you know, save you a lot of typing and looking through your code to see, oh, for this particular API, I need to pass in the ID for this particular, I need to pass in some value, right?
That's
so fantastic. This will make it really easy, and you can just, you know, use this file. I see another thing you notice is that we actually actually generate the comments as well. So it's automatically documented. You can just, you know, bring it to your application and use it.
Nice.
So let's see if it actually works, right? So let me actually do that using our API. So let me go to the script folder just to add the script so that we can use it. Existing item. Let me browse to whatever that test client was generated, which is here. You see this client.js. And now let's go to the index page, basically home page.
Okay.
Here we're gonna add some scripting So again, define a section, script.
By the way, that's the most effective use of that window I've seen anybody use. Like, you must not ever hit your mouse. You just know where everything is.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty
really
nice.
Really awesome.
It is.
What's your keystroke for popping that up, just so people know?
It's control comma.
Control comma?
Yes.
Okay. That just pops up. Is that
navigate
a class view? No, it's a navigate view.
Mm-hmm.
Control comma, and you just type index, and it'll find it for you.
Yes.
That's nice.
It's really nice.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start using that today. Put my mouse away.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it saves you a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So another cool thing, I can just drag and drop into the editor. Probably you guys already know. And here I just now gonna start, you know, adding some script. So what I'm gonna do is have a button. So when you click on it, it will call the API, right?
Okay.
Just using the client. So we're gonna call that call API. Now I'm gonna use some jQuery document ready. So I want to hook up the button. So when I click on it, I want to do something, basically in this case, calling our API.
Cool.
So now what's nice is I can use the IntelliSense, right? So actually it's, you know, I can see the function that I just created on the client.js right here.
No way. That's awesome. And it even pulls in the documentation too.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
So this is super cool. So now I can just, you know, I want to call get user 3, and then when it's done, let's display it using alert, which is pretty easy to do.
Yep.
Alert. And you get back the data. You can say json.stringify. It's basically converting the data into JSON string.
Nice.
So if you're returning, for example, a complex type or data, it will show it instead of displaying just object.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's see if it works.
Oh, it'll work.
All right, notice this little button that I just added. So when we click on it,
nice.
You're back, you know, exactly the result that we get from calling the get user.
That's awesome. Yeah, so you didn't have to type any of that stuff. You just generated your proxy and went off. That's really good.
And it works.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, you're going to type that $.get over and over and over and over and over again. So it's nice that you've made that a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. That's good stuff. Yeah, that's
great.
Awesome. That's fun. I would have never thought I'd want to have a web API proxy, but I think I'm going to have to grab this and try it out later. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So just make your life easier. So another thing I want to show you is quickly, it's just, you know, the kind of tooling support that was added to Visual Studio update.
Okay.
Basically, after you install this update, we have something like paste JSON as types.
Okay, yeah.
Which work really well with the help page.
Yes, yes.
So I can just show you here. If you want to, for example, create a console client, right? And what we can do is, if you want to consume, for example, this user type. Yeah, let's do post. So you can just basically copy whatever the type looks like.
Yeah.
And do edit, paste special, paste as classes.
Nice.
And that's it. So in this case, I'm going to just do a full demo, basically, you know, using HTTP client.
Yep.
So you can just grab the package called API client, which has our, you know, core client libraries.
Okay. I didn't know about this either. I usually just do webclient.get, and then I use NewtonSoftJSON to serialize my object back, or deserialize my object back.
So yeah, this library provides kind of a lot of helper that will make the requests easier. Nice. You don't have to craft, you know, all nice. These parameters. So what we can do is HP client. Just say post as JSON. There you go. And basically, this is an extension method that we added as part of the system.net.http that okay. formatting DLL. So, and now we just need to pass in the URL and type. Right, so group object, need to pass in the ID, name, and I get back the result, then again I just print out the result. Console right line. I'm gonna print out the content, read as string, async. So now all I need is the URL. It's basically this, and then API users. There you go. So if everything works, we should see basically whatever the result that we get back from calling this API showing up on the console.
Nice.
Right, so let's do that. There you go.
Get out. That's fantastic.
So I just created, you know, a simple console client in just a few minutes.
Nice.
Obviously, you know, this type is simple enough that you don't really need to do much typing, but right. sometimes you can have very complex nested, complex yeah. type. Like, for example, you have a user that have a ID name, but also have an address that has, you know, another kind of nested complex object, and that will make it really, really convenient.
That's fantastic. Can you use the same thing? The previous two shows we had on WebAPI, we talked a lot about OData. Could you use this client to call methods that are going to spew back OData islands, or is it really only for the native objects?
It's mostly for HTTP. So if you treat the OData object as pure HTTP content,
okay.
It will work, but you may not necessarily get the entity set that right. you do expect.
That right? makes sense. That mm-hmm. makes sense. This is fantastic. So just a few minutes, you've actually created a web API, the help documentation, static help documentation, a proxy, and then call the proxy.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. awesome.
And awesome test client as well.
That, yeah, and that. That's fantastic. You've been busy.
Yep.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm gonna share all the links. So everything about help page, everything about test clients, everything about the proxy generation
cool.
is actually documented on my blog.
Nice.
So you can take a look. Okay. It has a lot more details on how you can set it up and get it running.
Okay, and we'll have a link to Yao's blog just down below. We'll have a link specifically to each one of those blog posts. So you should email those to me.
Yes,
I will. we'll have a link to both of those blog posts and probably just a link to his general blog as well, which you can probably just strip off the name of the URL and you get your blog thing. Or you probably have a home link somewhere on your blog that you can click to get back to where people could subscribe to your RSS feed and they could find out all the other stuff that you're blogging about as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. So you've made that part of our lives a lot easier. No more Fiddler, no more F12 network tools. You've just got it all kind of baked in right away with the project. That's mm-hmm. that's pretty awesome. Cool. Do you have anything else you want to show us?
That's about it for today.
That's about it?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good pile of good stuff for today. Well, now you've learned about more of the goodness available in the help page, the documentation for Web API, and you've seen the proxy stuff, and he's even got a little test client that you can go ahead and grab from NuGet. That's fantastic stuff. Again, let us know if you like that the test client, because if we get enough upvotes on it, that might find its way into the core at some point. That mm-hmm. kind of the idea. So that's good stuff. And thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed this. I'm going to be using this a lot. actually have a couple of talks coming up on Web API that I think this could really help out with. So
cool.
I'll have to,
great. Yeah.
Have to steal some of your thunder. Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks a lot. And do you have a Twitter handle as well?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Gotta get this guy on Twitter. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on, and thank you guys for your time today. I hope you enjoy this. And I think this will kind of conclude our Web API story for at least this month. We always have good Web API stuff on the show. But if you have any questions for Yao or for any of the other guests that have talked about Web API, they're obviously very responsive. They have blogs and Twitter handles, some of them, and they love to talk about this stuff. So please use the comments board just below and ask us any questions that you have. And grab some of these NuGet packages. Again, one or two of them are going to be pre-release, mm-hmm. so you have to use the pre-modifier if you're at the command line like me. If you want to use the add NuGet reference, you'll just
There's
find it.
Select include pre-release.
Okay, so you have to do it there as well. Mm-hmm. So make sure you do that, because this is all top secret beta, alpha stuff. So
yeah.
Awesome. Sorry. Awesome. Do you have a timeline on getting the test client out of alpha? Is there, or are you just going to leave that in alpha for the foreseeable future?
So I'm planning to actually to update it pretty soon.
Okay.
Because we just released our help page.
Okay.
Our help page initially was also in alpha stage.
Okay.
So that's the reason I kept it in alpha as well.
Okay.
I'm gonna update it pretty soon to
cool.
get it out of alpha.
Nice. That'll be good stuff. Got to grab that mm-hmm. then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for coming
right.
on the show.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll let you get back to your busy day. I'm sure you have a lot of meetings and code to write. So.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.